here at the Midwest Ag Expo at Gordyville, USA. This is the final day, so we invite you to come out today and see one of the 190 exhibitors you're going to find on display here. And one of them you want to stop by and talk to is Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative out of Paxton. They have a generator on display here. We're going to talk about generators in a moment here with Andy. You know, with the cold weather coming up, Andy, it's a great time to have a generator. You guys, reliability is almost 100%, but there is that slight possibility if they need it, it's there.
Oh, absolutely. Generators are one of those things that you hope you never have to use,
yes.
But when you do have to use it, you're very happy that you got it.
Tell me how the process works with you guys.
So we sell Briggs & Stratton generators. We actually have a 22 kW generator here on display. You would give us a call. We could go through and tell you about how big of a generator that you would need. We would put you in contact with Eric Dipple from Dipple Electric. He's our primary installer for our Briggs & Stratton generators. He would come out, do an appropriate sizing, kind of give you a lay of the land and a cost estimate at that point. We would order the generator for you, and depending on his schedule, usually between 2 weeks and a month, he's out there to get that installed for you.
Now, I understand these can run on gas or propane.
Yep, natural gas or propane, no issue there. One of the big key selling features for Briggs & Stratton generators is that you get the same power output if you have natural gas, because propane, you usually get a little bit of better performance. So with their new line of generators, they say it's equal performance regardless of what fuel type you use.
Now, you mentioned they come out and look at the house. So you need to know how much power you would need. Most homes, typically around 22 to 25K will handle most homes with everything running.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's one of the big things is, like, if you have some type of electric heat, like a heat pump or something like that, you're going to definitely need a 22 or a 26 kW. They do sell as small as a 13 kW generator, but that is for, you know, just minimal usage stuff around the house. If you don't have a big square footage, you don't have a whole lot of heavy equipment, a 13 kW would get you. I talk to a lot of members that they have a family member that's on oxygen or, you know, other medical equipment like that, that you need the power to be able to power that equipment. Generators are crucial.
And I understand they can set it up to do like weekly tests that'll fire up and make sure that's going to run when you need it.
Actually, out of the box, it's set that once a week for about 6 seconds, it will fire, make sure that everything is operational. And then twice a year, it will run itself for about 45 minutes, will all the way up, come down, just completely exercise itself. And then there's a status indicator light on it that you're easily able to go check to make sure that if everything is working properly. If not, Eric has done a lot of service work on these generators. He can come out and take a look if there is an issue on it.
I know it doesn't take very long once they come out and do the measurements and get it set up, pour maybe a concrete slab and up and running in a matter of a few hours.
Yeah, it's usually about a half a day thing. He starts from scratch. He puts pavers out to mount the generator on, you know, connect it right by your fuse box. He will usually put it about 6 feet away from your house so it can exhaust all the fumes. But yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I've been out with him on install, and it was surprisingly quick how he got it installed.
So you've got literature here at your booth on the generators. Give me another update on what Eastern Illini has been working on as well.
This time of year, I mean, it's, you know, we've been really promoting our different school programs that we have going on. We are about ready to wrap up our Youth to Washington program, where we sponsor a handful of local students to go on an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C., where they're able to meet local congressmen if they're available. We kind of try to give them a little bit of a better, you know, deeper experience Congress with all the organizations that we're tied to.
You mentioned the schools. I know scholarships have been a big thing for Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative.
Yep, we just wrapped up our scholarship program for the year back in December, so we'll have more information on that a little bit later on in 2026 as far as due dates and applications, that kind of stuff.
I know you've been working with NextLink for several years, and they continue to expand, I understand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's one of those things that high-speed internet, it's hard to imagine living without it.
Yep.
And especially out in the country, you know, I used to work for a company that installed point-to-point internet. It's come a long way from those days. NextLink continues to expand. They continue to add more of our members on. So they still do offer a little bit of an incentive for being an EIEC member. So if you're interested, you don't have high-speed internet service, they're definitely worth reaching out to.
Absolutely. And, of course, you always have the annual meeting in June. We're looking forward to having that meeting again this year.
Yep. More information on that coming soon. We're finalizing location and date. Hopefully here in the next month we'll have that information for you.
Well, thanks for taking time to talk to us. And, folks, come on by and talk to Andy here at their booth at the Midwest Ag Expo.
We are running a show special on our generator, so please stop by and talk to us, and we can cut you a deal.
Thanks for joining us, Andy, again. Good to see you.
Yep. Thanks for stopping by.
Make this one of your stops when you come to the Midwest Ag Expo in Gordyville, USA in Gifford, Illinois, just east of Rantoul on US 136.